Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh my gosh, Kelly. I'm really excited for today's show for a few reasons. One, it is...
You're already vibrating.
It is prime time. It's prime time, springtime. Yep. It is like... That should be a show, primetime, springtime. Anyway, I've got all the windows open and the spring breeze is coming in. We did this amazing meditative prayer connecting session with one of our guests today within the last 5 minutes, which was amazing. So I'm very curious to dive in with our guest today. And I'm really excited because I think between our two guests, our audience are going to get some really tangible tools to take away from today's episode. So who do we have with us today, Kelly?
Okay, and I'm actually going to say the names right. Ooh, wait, don't want to jinx it. Okay, so in studio, we have Terry Peterson. She is a breath alchemist, change catalyst, and an engaging teacher. You know what? I was going to read your bio, and then I'm like, no. This is Terry. She's a friend of the show.
You know her, Kelly.
She's been on the show before. I was trying to be all formal and official, but I'm not going to. It's magic. Terry's magical. We'll just say it with that. And we'll breathe back into some more of her beautiful gifts and abilities in a moment. So welcome, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yay. And by the way, that scarf is just like, I just want to like touch you and feel it. And it's so high vibrational and lovely.
That's a spring scarf right there.
That's a spring scarf. It's great.
Yeah.
And so she's in studio and calling in from the great state. You're in Arkansas, right, Dr. Dan?
I am.
You,
yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah. So calling in from Arkansas is Dr. Dan Matthews, and he is with Holy Divine Healing. And I'm going to keep it really, you know what? I'm keeping the intros really simple today. I normally will go off and do all these beautiful things, but the magic is being felt. I think our pre-show beautiful guidance from Dr. Dan, I'm still integrating it. So I'm just going to be like, do. So welcome. And Dr. Dan is joined by his lovely partner in crime, Vicky. So we're just going to give her a little shout out as well. So thank you and welcome to the show, everybody.
There we go. All right. Well, let's dive right in. You know, we do always want to acknowledge everyone listening. It's been a really gratifying adventure with everyone for Kelly and I to be having conversations for years and for us to one day go, do you think anyone would care to listen to anything we have to say? And we ultimately decided that no, that's why we're going to have guests to do all the talking. But yeah. Our hope was that we'd create an environment, a catalyst for extraordinary people to come through our show and share their lives and share their mastery around their crafts and abilities and talents. And we're just really grateful for everyone. And we're excited for today. So without further ado, Terry, why don't you just give us a little bit about who you are. And we always love asking the question around if there was an experience that you could go back to where you go, oh, that was kind of that moment that set me on this path that helped me start to develop my curiosity, my skills, and my mastery around ultimately what you do today. So just introduce yourself a little, and maybe if you have a story like that, we'd love to hear it.
So I'm a pharmacist. That's my day job. I retired 2021, but I started waking up to higher states of consciousness in probably 2000, 2001. It was a series of events where I was just made aware of some of the unknown that exists around us. And so I started getting certified in energy medicine, and I explored Reiki and pranic healing and Hatha yoga and light body. And little by little by little, I was just finding out all this exciting, unseen information and working on raising my consciousness so I could bring in more of my spiritual gifts. In 2008, I met a breath coach and decided I was going to get certified in some modalities for conscious breath work. Because when I had my first conscious breathwork experience, it blew me away. And so I got certified in soul breathing, which is the modality I love the most and teach under. But I also went to study with my teacher's teacher and am certified in transformational breath. So that's what really started me on this path for the next, 10, 15 years, where I was bringing conscious breathwork to the world. And that's me.
That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to go off on breath in a minute, because I have a story about breath work, because I think we all take it for granted. And a lot of us, how many people are percentage of breathing backwards?
About 30.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. So pause that, everybody. Dr. Dan, tell us about here's the same question that Brian asked you, but you had a near-death experience in the 90s. Please tell us a little bit about your life leading up to that and then where you're at now.
Certainly. Well, I've been a licensed chiropractor since 1983, and I was practicing here in Arkansas. And on my last day of vacation in August of 94, I had a heat stroke in southern Alabama, and I went through a tunnel and came out on the other side of the veil in a circle surrounded by 57 androgynes with 13 crystal light beings inside the circle with me. And I was in telepathy. I understood everything about life and what was going on. And these beautiful crystal light beings were flowing torsos of living colors. And there was an activity going on, and I understood it perfectly. And there was one being in particular that was kind of the head of the group, and he was levitating right in front of me, but turned sideways. And I was admiring his pink and purple jawbone, and about the time I thought how beautiful, it turned and looked me square in the eyes and illuminated me with a light spectrum that lasted 5-10 seconds. And then right after that happened, I was put back in the tunnel, and away I go. And I'm coming back to the earth, and I can see the earth. And this voice of the highest messenger told me that everyone on this earth was put here to learn to trust in their inner holiness. And whether you're doing it or not, doesn't matter what you say, it's the feelings that you entertain. And if you're doing worry, anxiety, fear, being critical, cynical, and doubtful, you demonstrate that you are not trusting in your inner holiness, that you're trying to do it yourself. And that is the kiss of death. And I was brought back here to share this information with my brothers and sisters. And I was very enthusiastic and eager to do so. And then two days back to my chiropractic office, while working on this patient, I discovered that I could connect with the person's inner holiness through the same process of muscle testing, leg length evaluation that chiropractors utilize, and I could connect with people's inner holiness. And this is the day that I started down my yellow brick road. And it always involves showing up and getting in my place, which is beneath people's feet. I'm a servant, and I serve others by doing the will of their inner holiness. And that's what my sacred path is about. Okay.
Okay, but there's our show,
sure.
Everybody. Have a great,
great
one. Oh, Dan, that's beautiful.
I love that. It's like, Dr. Dan, you share this beautiful, acknowledgement that you were brought back to serve in this wonderful capacity. And, you find your place beneath people's feet, as you said, which you know, in kind of general terms, people associate that with, you know, if you go to someone's feet, it is this acknowledgement of, you know, being in service. But the way you described it was really, you know, you're coming to it from your ability to be connected to this highest consciousness, and you're bringing that into this physical form, connecting with someone's soul. So maybe can you talk through a little bit about how, you know, for people listening, maybe talk through the practical nature of, you know, how you deliver that here.
Well, you know, being a chiropractor for 20 years before this happened to me, I was very skillful at analyzing leg length. It's what you do in chiropractic to determine the treatment of the day. And so when I started doing this, and I knew I was connecting with people's inner holiness, it started a revolution, because, you know, people are very keen to understand the symptoms of their life. They know what hurts and what's not right, but they haven't the foggiest clue of the cause behind it all. Well, it's only your inner holiness that knows your cause. And so that's one thing I love about Holy Divine Healing, is it heals the cause of the problem. And then the symptoms, they go away, that people are tuned into. And so, you know, in our medical system, they give symptoms disease names. If you didn't realize that, every disease is a fancy name for a symptom. And then they treat that disease with drugs or other processes of medicine. Well, I don't do that. Their focus is your survival. My focus is quality of daily living. And because, you know what, we're all going to die someday, but quality of daily living is up for grabs. There's a lot that we can do in that department. And this led me on a journey throughout the history of life on the planet. And I had some amazing discoveries. I didn't have a clue that before we were human on an ancient world and on this earth, that we were holy beings of a holy order and had a knowing consciousness. The human shadow world was actually a creation of a school of understanding, which we demonstrated we lacked understanding, even though we had knowing. And they took a component of our divine matrix, an Oniverse, and broke off a tenth of it to create the universe to house this shadow world of our school of understanding. And to attend it, you have to check your knowing in at the door and consent to have your Trinity disassembled. And then you have experiences in life. And if you comprehend the lesson, you acquire understanding. And that's the whole purpose of the human shadow world. And it's all coming to an end. And I learned so much by reading the information that every single person that I've ever worked on has this inscription in the crystal lattice of their spirit body of this ancient world. And all of the issues, the reason behind it all, is all inscripted in each person's spirit body. And that's what I get to read beneath their feet. And the reason I do it beneath the feet is because it makes me a servant. And also your feet, because they stand under you, they understand you, and they don't believe. They tell the truth, you know, and they have access to all this recording. And so that's why I'm at your feet. Okay?
Wonderful. Yeah. Kelly, what do you got? I can see you booming.
Oh, I'm trying. Booming. So I've actually, and we're going to tee this into our next segment because we only have 2 minutes left. I've actually had a couple sessions with Dr. Dan, and I didn't know. I was like, yay, I get to have a session with Dr. Dan. And I walk into the room and I lay down, and he does. He works on your feet. And I'm going to show everybody. I'm doing this, and I, of course, should have had it prepped. I brought my little post-it note from my last session with Dr. Dan, and he writes these beautiful, I'm gonna see if I can do the camera. There's my notes. And his handwriting is like, it's impeccable. And he does the numbers and the codes, and it's just fantastic. And it was just this beautiful experience that I was so incredibly blessed to have. And watching you work, Dan, is magical. And it was an honor, like, right? So that's why I'm so happy that we're here today and we're collaborating. One thing I do want to mention before we go into the next segment is, because I want to know how Terry and Dan met, because we're gonna go there. But September 13th through 18th, 2023, that's this year, everybody, they are going to have a Breathe with the Crystals adventure experience retreat in Arkansas, Mount Harbor Resort and Spa in Mount Ida, Arkansas. And we're going to get more information. You guys are going to be able to get extremely curious about it through the next couple segments. But we're bringing the breath work. We're bringing Dr. Dan. We're bringing crystals and a magical lake with, well, I'm going to leave you hanging on that one. It's, yeah, exciting all around. Being Curious. The Being Curious Show. We're going official now. We are on AM 950. We're actually moving, you guys. We're moving to a different time slot very soon. So we're going to have this. This is going to be good. Okay, thanks for being here, and back to the next segment.
And welcome back, everyone. If you're tuning into the polished version, hi, hello. Those watching the behind the scenes, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh, I was just about to sing the song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I don't know what that's for.
Terry, maybe you can kind of build the bridge here between you and Dr. Dan. And we do want to hear, you know, more about your work and, you know, the practical nature of it, the beautiful spiritual nature of it, but maybe just describe why we have the two of you here together. How did you meet? You've got these amazing events coming up. Build us a bridge here, Terry.
And then how do you get up to be like, let's do a retreat together? Woohoo!
So I was in Arkansas actually teaching soul breathing at a different event, and I decided to check out a retreat center in Arkansas that I might want to bring people to. I was drawn to Arkansas because of the quantity of crystals in Arkansas. They feel that part of Arkansas was formed from Brazil when the earth was forming, and it broke off from Brazil and landed in Arkansas. And crystals have always been something I was interested in. They're amplifiers. I got certified in a crystal healing modality. And so it just seemed natural for me to bring a group of people to breathe with these crystals. That was back in 2010, where I was exploring how to do this. So I set my dates for, I think it was April of 2011. And the retreat center that I was going to work out of called me and said, you know, you're coming on the 13th paradigm shift. And I said, what's a paradigm shift? And she said, oh, that's Dr. Dan's stuff. So I called him up, and we talked for a while. He explained that a paradigm shift was just a level of consciousness that we had access to, and that he was bringing in these new higher levels of consciousness and paradigms, and that was what he was guided to do. So when I had my first session with him, I was coming down for my retreat. I flew into Little Rock, where he has his office, and had my first session, and I was blown away. So after that, I started having him come a little bit to my retreats and just share some of his gifts with my groups. And then in 2015, we had a big thing happened at one of our retreats together. Then I started bringing him to Minnesota, where he was able to come twice a year for about 4 years until the pandemic hit, where then he heard his traveling days are done. So the only way I could have an in-person session with him is to do more retreats in Arkansas. So we started doing them together and collaborating, and it's been really a beautiful experience for people. Very transformational.
Okay, Dr. Dan, have you received guidance to you can start traveling again, or are you still on lockdown?
Yeah, I'm not traveling around the country like I once was for a couple of reasons. It was wearing me out, honestly. I'm going to be around for a while. You know, this at my stage of life, it's a marathon, not a 40-yard dash.
Very true.
And so I had to kind of recalibrate, and they started putting the emphasis on teleconference group healings. And Private sessions, I still do. I'm pretty maxed out. I have to have a surrogate to do a healing session over the phone, and so that limits me to how many people I can do a day. And but I still do 7 or 8 people a day, private sessions. But my true calling now is to get this out to the world through teleconferencing. And so we've been doing that now for quite a few years. And but I don't think I'll be traveling anymore as far as going around doing people in private session. And I do love for people to come to Arkansas and experience the geography of our state and get treatment here in a natural state. So, yeah, so I'm probably not going to be traveling anymore as far as doing private sessions on people.
I know you just said 7 to 8 a day. That's a lot. I mean, you're really in service.
Well, I am, and it's but I used to do 13.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's about half speed of what I was doing. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and they're very intense, and they're intense on me too. I have to take really good care of myself, and it's really a lot easier to do that living at home as opposed to traveling around. I get all of my exercise, walking, nutriments, and good rest from sleeping in my own bed. You know, those are important.
Dr. Dan, I'd love to ask you for a few reasons. You know, one of the things we love about our show is we love giving these really tangible takeaways, and you just kind of set this up perfectly. And answer this any way you're called to, but what are Dr. Dan's top 3 self-care tips?
Well, you know, I can do these blessings on myself with my 2 sons and my wife, and I do that quite frequently. So that's number one. And, but you know, there are these bases you have to touch in order to experience life on the fullest on a daily level. And that's really what I'm all about, is high quality of daily living. And, learning to eat correctly is very big. I advocate a plant-based diet. For most of your diet, if you have to have meat every once in a while, it's not going to be a bad thing, but you can't plan every meal around it and around meat and get away with that. It's going to cause you to have chronic degenerative diseases when you get older. And so, you know, that's very important. And lifestyle is very important. You got to, you know, it's not the occasional indulgence that determines your health. It's your daily habits. And you have to learn to live correctly on a daily level. And eating is a big part of that. And lifestyle is a big part of that. And then, you know, exercising, being good to yourself are very important also.
You heard it here.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good, Dr. Dan. And Terry, back to you. What tell us about what you're currently doing in your work. You know, is it a lot of one-on-one clients? Is it group work? Tell us a bit about what you've got going on right now.
I will help anybody who wants to breathe learn how to breathe properly. It works at a lot of levels. So we first start where the person is at, and I see people through group sessions. I do Zoom one-on-ones. I do in-person in my studio classes and private sessions, and then I do workshops at retreats. And I just love it because everybody is transformed because everybody has to breathe. And the breath is your spirit in and through the body. It's the connection from your physical body to your soul. So when you tap into your breath, it's not just the oxygen that's going to feed your cells, move your lymph, oxygenate your blood, detox your body, help your cells regenerate. It is the energy that comes from that breathing. It's the prana, the chi, the life force that works on all layers of yourself. So it's going to be clearing your energy body, any old traumas, any past lives that are stuck in your cells. It has the ability to clear that just by breathing. And it also can clear the subconscious mind. And when we can clear our negative thinking, we start to vibrate at a higher place. And when we vibrate, and vibration is just a frequency that we hold in our field, and we are bioelectromagnetic beings. And when we do this conscious breath work and we clear our layers of, you know, shame, guilt, anger, traumas, constricting thoughts, we make space for our soul to anchor more fully into our body. And when we do that, we have access to all these higher levels of consciousness and these beautiful vibrations that our soul carries. And so it's very transformative. But where the person is at is where we start. Because some people breathe backwards. Some people don't even know how to really take a breath. And at the same time, I'm teaching people how to use their breath as a tool for their overall health and well-being. It's working to clear some of these layers. I tell people, it's funny, when they come to a class or a session, I said, your soul started working on you the second you signed up for this. And you might feel kind of funny when you come in or feel like, oh, I don't know. It's because your stuff is starting to bubble up to the surface to be released through the power of your breath. And so that's why I like what I do. I'm a breath facilitator. Facile in Latin means to make easy. And I just make people's breath easy and keep them going with their breath, and their breath does the rest. And as people start to vibrate higher and access these higher levels of awareness and consciousness and these higher vibrations, they start to become empowered and they start to attract back to them what they want in their lives versus what they don't want in their lives. And so I'll work with anybody who wants to breathe.
Well, something that I really love about Terry is that with 40 plus years as a registered pharmacist, you truly are a Western mindset meets Eastern mindset. And so I didn't realize how powerful breath work was. And I was breathing backwards. So I played saxophone for 15 years, guys. I should know how to breathe. And I met Terry and had a session, and she's like, you're breathing backwards. So there, we work through that. And recently, Terry and I have been collaborating on speaking engagements where she gets everyone breathing, and then with that, the people that are joining us open up, and then really helps me dial in with any messages or souls that want to communicate or just any questions that these beautiful participants want to experience. And this weekend, we were in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody in Waukesha. And we had a participant, and she was, oh, Terry, what do you want to say, 10 minutes into it, into her breath? And she just put her stuff down and left. And I was shocked because all we were doing was breathing. But it was a beautiful example, a powerful example of how the breath work was really – and I think she was breathing better than anybody in the room, which was great, like, right? And she just – it really got deep with her. And Terry kept the group going, and I didn't want to just have this person leave and not have a closure to it, and I wanted to check in with her. And she was at this beautiful event, and all day she was told, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong. And then she was breathing, and it really all came together, and she got in her head about it. And it was a beautiful end. We wrapped everything up. But she really, really, really uncovered some powerful inner work just in
10 minutes
of breathing. Like, wow, hello. So that's what's magical about this amazing collaboration between Dr. Dan and Terry coming together. And then let's talk about Mount Ida Resort. And I always say the lake wrong, so I'm not going to say it, but Dr. Dan has a boat on it. And there's lots of beautiful crystals, and it is like the most magical lake in the world. And I'm not going to say it. Terry, what is it?
Lake Wachita.
I was going to say Wachita, so that's what I keep doing. I was doing the watch. Terry's coached me on how to say it right, and we always talk about the watch, but I don't. Okay. So tell us about this beautiful lake. And Dr. Dan, you jump in as well, because this is 2 hours in this lake. It resets your DNA.
It resets every molecule. Every molecule in your body gets reset in 2 hours in that water. And it's because it's the cleanest lake in North America, but it has a crystal bed underneath the lake. And the combination of the crystals and the water make this pressure that creates piezoelectric energy, and that is real physics. You can take two crystals and go in a dark room, rub them together, and make light. And that piezoelectricity works on your body and really brings in a new level to your cells. It's like your cells go quantum. And you can talk about it, Dr. Dan, because I know you love your boat and you love being in that water. And every chance you get in the summertime, which is a lot longer than our summertime here in Minnesota, you know, from like maybe March or May until October, you are in that water as much as you can.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday, actually. The water temperature is 79 degrees, and that's just about right to start getting in. And Lake Ouachita is a lake that is the first of three lakes on the Ouachita River, and the lake and all of the river basin are in the National Forest. That's why the water is so pure. And the lake lays across 85% of the largest known crystal vein in North America, and it also has one of three of the Atlantean crystals underneath it, and that is the emerald crystal of divine love. And it's a 48,000 acre lake. It's rather large, and it all looks alike because it's all in the national forest, and you can go find your own little place, and all you can hear is your ears ringing. You know, it's like It's really amazing. And we use styrofoam fun noodles because it lets your body be in the water. And if you wear a big brim hat and sunglasses, you'll never get sunburned. And you just stay in that water and your body drinks the water. 2 hours in there and you got to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. You know, it's just amazing. But it does totally rejuvenate you. And it was a perfect place to hang out during the pandemic. And so I'm an hour away from it, and I go about three times a week. And I actually take people out in the summertime for an adventure and the fun noodling and soaking in the water. I used to adjust people on the boat, but it's, you know, you can't control the temperature and stuff. It was too hard on me, so I quit doing that. But I do come to people's hotel rooms or whatever and give them treatments, or they can come by my office if they fly into Arkansas through Little Rock. But it's an amazing lake. It's very deep. It's flooded mountaintops. You know, it 221 feet is the deepest spot I found on the lake. But it's beautiful water. You can be up to your chin and see your feet. And it's very clear. The water has a sweet smell to it. And it's just amazing. It's a real jewel.
It is.
Well,
thank you, Dr. Dan. Okay, you guys, that's wrapping up segment two, the Being Curious Show, and we'll be back.
And welcome back, everyone. We're here with Terry and Dr. Dan. It's been absolutely awesome exploring your adventures through life. And I just added something to my bucket list adventures. Like, no doubt about it. It moved pretty high to the top going to this lake. So I was just sitting here like, how have I not heard of this before? And I also, at the same time, I'm like, I want everyone to hear this, but then I kind of don't, because I don't want it to get ruined.
Right?
Like, it was such a strange, beautiful experience of like, I so want to be there myself and I want so many people to go. And then it's like, with something so precious, how do you keep it that way, you know, if everyone knows about it? Well, any comments, Dr. Dan or Terry?
Well, you know, Arkansas kind of has a perceived history. It's not really accurate. Of, you know, we're a flyover state and, you know, hillbillies and all of that. And we only have a national airport, and then they name it the Hillary and Bill Clinton Airport. So that's Hillbilly Airport. And so I think all of that stuff kind of keeps people away. You know, they don't think of it as being evolved, you know.
I will tell you, I used to be a long-haul truck driver for many years, and I've been through Arkansas, and there wasn't anything there that kept me. I'll just put it that way.
that you knew about at the time.
Dr. Dan, if I knew about you back then, I would have been in your office 100%, and I would have been out on that lake. All right, beautiful. Well, in our last segment here, I really want to dive into the details and the opportunity of these events that you have coming up. I believe the first one is coming up in September of this year. So, Terry, maybe just share with us, let's start with the event in September. When's it happening? Give us the logistics, but then let's make an invitation to everyone here who's listening. So let's start with that September event.
Yeah.
So I believe I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it's September 13th through 18th. Thanks, Kelly. We will be in Arkansas. Some people come in a day early to just really take in the energies of the lake and settle in. But the 13th through the 18th, we start on a Wednesday, late afternoon, early evening, and we end up interweaving lots of experiences along with a breath and then along with a group healing that Dr. Dan will provide for everyone. People will have an opportunity to have a private session if they like with Dan, which you can't get anymore except if you go to Arkansas. So that's a real blessing. And we are staying at Mountain Harbor Resort and Spa, which is in the top 10 spa and resorts in the U.S. And so they have a really wonderful spa. So there'll be free time to enjoy a massage or have a service there. But mostly we focus on the breath and working on ourselves so we can transform and take in the energies of the crystals. And the crystals will start to amp up whatever shadow side you may have. And it's important that people work at their own pace because things will be coming up differently for different people. But between me and Dr. Dan, we can assist in helping each person transform some of their old patterns so that they become this beautiful butterfly and just blossom into what they are to become. And it's life-changing for people, but we do it in a fun way. We'll spend some time on the lake, in the water. We may go digging for crystals. We may go into hot springs and soak in the mineral springs. There's many, many amazing fun things we can do in Arkansas, in the area of where we'll be staying. And we just kind of weave that in gently to bring people up to the next level, and then we go play, and then we bring people up to the next level, and we go play. And I always find that the right people always show up because we're not only working on ourselves, we're working for the planet. And so not only are we just doing this for our own ascension and spiritual growth and transformation and fun, we are literally assisting the planet and anchoring in new light codes or new energies or new frequencies that are coming onto the earth right now. And with the help of the crystals and with the help of Dr. Dan and all of the people sharing their individual gifts and abilities, it's just magical and the right people come together. It's like a puzzle and just the right pieces come together for what we are to do in those moments for that time. So there's a few spots left in the September retreat. Anyone that wants to come, I need to interview you because we need to make sure you're a good fit. Dr. Dan will test on the feet whether you're a good fit for the group. And a session with Dr. Dan or a group session and some breathing experience is required, but we have easy ways for you to get that in. And if anybody wants to join us, give me a call, but you can save $100 if you mention this podcast on to me, and we'll save $100 off the retreat fee.
Well, and it was interesting. I actually attended last year, and Terry and I were going around to Walmarts. It was Walmarts. The Walmarts in Arkansas are really nice, by the way. Yeah. It was a different experience. But we were buying the 5-gallon containers, so we went up to Colliers Springs and got this amazing, amazing water. And we just lost Dr. Dan, but I'm assuming he'll come back. And I was shocked with the quality of water. So something that Terry brings in with all of her guests, we stay in private residences. Welcome back, Dr. Dan.
Thank you.
And There's this beautiful water all over, and then you bring in a chef that cooks this beautiful, high vibrational food. And I'll admit to the group, I was like, oh, this water tastes great, and I'm kind of a water snob after working with Brian and just my exploration of water. And about like day two or three in, I start breaking out like I was a teenager. And I came to Terry and I was like, okay, I don't know what to think about this. But she's like, this is great. You're detoxing. It's amazing. And then especially after the time that we spent in the lake. And it is. It's on the boat. But it's also we just kind of went up to a beach and floated and talked. And this group of people just really came together. And we spent 2 hours in the water. And you feel different when you get out. It's just great. And it's just a beautiful setting. Mountain Harbor Resort is also there's so many different opportunities to have different experiences. And I was shocked. Thank you, Dan, for saying about the hillbilly, because that's really kind of what I thought about Arkansas with my limited scope as a Minnesota girl. And I went down there and it was magical. And then we also went digging for crystals, which was another adventure altogether.
I know you love crystals, Kelly. What would you say was your number one get from, you know, the retreat last year? Like something you thought about even months after that?
I want to go back to that lake. The lake was great. But it was like Terry said, it was this puzzle. So it's hard to pull out one of the puzzle pieces because they're all threaded together. And everything enhanced. I mean, the two of them put together this beautiful collaborative experience where it's like it's like a layered cake is the best way to describe it. And I don't know how to just take one aspect of it. I mean, getting to go digging with Bobby, who owns a crystal It's a
crystal mine.
Crystal mine. I was going to say that, and then it was gone. That was an experience. I don't ever have to do it again. Like when it comes to like, we went hardcore with it, and
I think we've talked about this on the show before.
We have. It was hardcore, and like I was so blessed to have it. We left exhausted, and it was like, okay, I did that, and just Dan just floating through, and Terry organizing it. It's just this beautiful transformational experience, and that you can get what you put into it is really to going with an open mind. I did not realize that the breath work and Dr. Dan and crystals all was a triad, but Terry knew, like, you guys, there's this beautiful knowing and creating this experience. And I really want to invite anybody that is even slightly curious to be reaching out to Terry, reaching out to Dr. Dan, and finding out more about what they do and how they do it, and experience that, and then lean in. And it would be good.
So Terry, for anyone listening, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you or to find you so that they could get more information or, you know, work with you directly in some other capacity?
So you can email me through my website. So that's probably the best place. And all my contact information is there. My website is www.theconnectingspirit.com.
Beautiful. And Dr. Dan, what's the best way for people to reach you?
To call me at 501-416-1.
Oh, no, he locked up.
It's on his card.
Okay, hold on.
506, give it to us, Kelly.
Here we go. 501.
Five, just go for it, Kelly.
416.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to override Dr. Dan. 501-416-1996. Again, 501-416-1996. And this happens to us when we get these beautiful people that are...
Oh, my gosh. The energy is so high.
And just so you know, you have to call Dr. Dan. Leave a message. He'll call you back. He doesn't text. He doesn't do email. He doesn't do any technology. So just call him.
So something that I wanted to ask Dr. Dan as we discussed in our pre-interview was...
Well, and Kelly, maybe I think he's still coming in a little choppy.
Okay.
Let's see if the energy comes back in. But while we're waiting, Terry, What's a really, you know, beautiful give that you could give to everyone listening in terms of maybe a 3 to 5 minute breathing exercise that someone could do when they wake up, or what would be one really tangible, just do this right after the show?
So I just say breathe. Just take a deep breath and let it go. Everybody can do it right now. Big breath in. It's kind of like a happy sigh.
So there's all this content out in the world right now about, you know, not like this whole mouth breather thing that's everyone is saying, do not do that. Do you have a take on that? Do you do the breathing through the nose? Because right now, like, the whole world is kind of against mouth breathers. So
yeah, I looked at that for years, and I asked a lot of different experts. And we really have our noses for a reason. There's filters in there. And when we breathe in and out through the nose, it's working with the body. When I do soul breathing, and it's for a limited amount of time, it is actually in and out through the mouth. And what that does is it accesses the back of the brain where the mouth of God is, and it actually helps you get to the quantum field where all possibilities reside. But the reason we really do it in and out through the mouth is because it's a bigger hole, and that allows more oxygen, more prana to come in to create this vibration in your body. And soul breathing works on that level of vibration. So what I've found is you don't want to go around breathing in and out through your mouth all the time. First of all, you get dry mouth, and it's not as polite if you're, say, at Target or in the grocery store. You want to breathe in and out through the nose. And you can do the kind of breathing I teach in and out through the nose as well. But there's so many philosophies about it, and I really feel like the soul breathing is on the cutting edge of what the new earth is going to be about. And some of the reasons that they say out there, they don't really even know exactly what's happening in the body when we breathe. So I'm open to exploring all kinds of breath work. They're all good. They all do something different. But I say, just take a breath. Make your breath conscious. Be aware of your breath. Because when you use your breath consciously, it uses a different part of your brain than when you breathe automatically. We breathe 24,000 times a day. So each breath we take, we make it conscious. It does something different. And we can direct our breath to different places in the body. If you have a pain and somebody that's maybe got a side ache or a back ache or a belly ache, just put your hand in that area and do some breathing and notice that area. The energy from the breath will go there and start to open it up and clear whatever's stuck there and move the energy through.
Okay, you guys. Dr. Dan, thank you so much for being here today. I know you're very, very busy.
Can I say one thing?
Of course. I was just about to I was going to say, what are your parting words, or what can we share with the audience?
HolyDivineHealing.wordpress.com is about the group healing teleconferencing. And then there's 13 hours of Holy Divine Healing on YouTube at Holy Divine Healing Dan.
That's fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Is there time for one more little announcement?
We have about 15 seconds. Go for it.
So we're going to be doing another retreat for the total eclipse of the sun, April 7th through 12th. 2023. So if you missed the September one, this will be another one. We won't be at Mountain Harbor, but we'll be in the area of the crystals and doing all the other things. And we'll be experiencing the total eclipse breathing. It's going to be really awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. Okay, you guys, theconnectingspirit.com. That's Terry. We have Dan on behalf of Brian and Kelly. This is the Being Curious show. Thank you so much for being here. We are so grateful that you shared your time with us. And remember, just breathe.